just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Raising the curve, yeah, planting the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, there are too many boss hog towns in America. Did you know that there's too many boss hog towns in the United States of America? You might ask, well, what is a boss hog town? Well, these are small towns that are spread throughout the United States of America, and they're totally corrupt towns. They're totally corrupt towns. That means they're small towns and they're corrupt. That means the devil, he has taken over the local government and he has taken over the local church. You see, that's a small boss hog town in America. Yeah, so what is Boss Hogg? Boss Hogg, as you guys know, he was the mayor of Dukes of Hazzard, the town of Hazzard, of Dukes of Hazzard. He was the mayor, and Bo and Luke Duke, they were always getting in trouble, even though that they were fighting against bribery, extortion, embezzlement. They were fighting against all these different kind of things, but they always ended up in trouble. Yes, there are way too many boss hog towns in America. Now, I don't want you to get confused with ghost towns, but I'm here to tell you today but that the corruption in these small towns across America is unbelievable. And there are so many different types of political corruption that occurs in the local government in these small boss hog towns. Some are more common than others, and some are more prevalent to the local governments than to larger segments of the government. But I'm here to tell you, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of this kind of corruption. But I'm here to tell you that these small boss hog towns are just, they're all over. They're all over. There's so much bribery going on. There's so much extortion going on. There's so much embezzlement going on. There's so much nepotism going on. Yes, there's so much going on. But I want to focus a little bit, not too much on the boss hog town corruption with the government, but I want to focus more on the boss hog town corruption of the church. I want to focus more on what you call the small boss hog corruption of the local church. Yes, we know, and I've traveled to many towns across America, that there are many boss hog towns in America with a lot of corruption going on, but I want to focus a little bit more on the corruption of the church. The corruption of the church, the nepotism of the church. It's called nepotism, or a family-run church. You see, The boss hog towns, they like to hire within their own family. You see, in a boss hog town, you got the police department. They are hiring members of their own family. See, you have the school board who hires majority of their relatives or their family. And yes, on the church board, you usually have also the family. Yes, this is a practice or inclination to favor a group of person who is a relative when giving promotions, jobs, raises, and other benefits to the employee. This is often based on the concept of familism, which is believing that a person must always respect and favor family in all situations, including those pertaining to political and business. This leads some political officials to give privileges and positions of authority to relatives based on relationships and regardless of their actual abilities. The truth of the matter is these family-run boss hog town businesses are everywhere. And I don't know about you, but this is from the pit of hell. And actually, it is corruption. Now, if you probably go to your local church, you're probably going to see that somewhere along the line, the family has taken over the school board and probably have hired their brother, their cousin, their nephew, somewhere in that church position. If you look around on your police department, probably the father is the chief, the son is the deputy, or somewhere along the line, it's in the family. Now, this kind of evil is called the boss hog town. Now, I don't know about you, but this is from the pit of hell. You see, what this seeks is about power. It's about power and it's about control. See, it's about a family demanding and taking power of your town and holding the position, holding the title as long as they possibly can. You see, there's many families that have literally have taken a public position and they held it within their family as long as they possibly can. This is corruption. This is evil. And I want to ask you today, look around in your small boss hog town and I guarantee you're probably going to find a family that runs basically whole town. Or how many of you have talked to people and they think they really own that town? They think they got it good and they own the town and they've been manipulating the laws in the town for long enough. Well, this is called the boss hog town and I'm here to tell you there's way too many boss hog towns in America. Yes, there's way too many boss hog towns in America. And there's way too many boss hog churches in America. Yes, but where did nepotism originate from? Nepotism gained its name from the church practice in the Middle Ages when some Catholic popes and bishops who had taken vows of chastity and therefore usually had no children of their own gave their nephews position of preference such as were often accordance by fathers or son. Several popes are known to have elevated nephews and or other relatives to the cardinal position. Nepotism is one of the meeting places where historical practice from Catholicism and the modern denominational institution church would shake hands. Having respect of the persons, position, and title seeking are exactly the opposite of what Jesus taught his followers as illustrated. The truth of the matter is, in the Bible, Jesus was totally against position and titles. But I'm here to tell you today that these small boss hog town churches and these small boss hog town corrupt towns in America, they seek after title and position and they love to elevate themselves in the newspaper. I just personally opened up a newspaper and I saw this one father who had passed away that his son took over the position. I'm pretty sure there are probably other good people able to handle that position, but the fact is they gave it to their son. Now, there's a lot of churches out there that do the same thing. When the pastor decides to retire, we know it's going right directly to the son, and even though there's probably a lot of other good people that can fulfill that position. Yes, this is from the pit of hell, and this is not biblical whatsoever. And I'm here to tell you today that I think you need to be ashamed of these these boss hog towns in America. There's way too many boss hog towns in America. Yes, Boss Hog on the Dukes of Hazzard. He is a very corrupt mayor. He used to embezzle money from the people. I believe this is happening today. There's a lot of embezzlement. There's a lot of bribery, and there's a lot of extortion that's going on. But I don't know about you, but it gets even more sick. I can probably tolerate a little bit from the government, but it gets even more sick when it's happening in the church, because the church is supposed to represent neutrality. There should not be any favoritism in the church. The church is supposed to always remain neutral. There shouldn't be favoritism at all, but it happens all the time. Yes, this favoritism, this nepotism, this church-run family is turned into a business where it isolates actually the community, and it only promotes the family into the position. It only gives them the jobs, the raises, and the benefits to the employees, and that's where it's going, to the family. And I'm here to tell you, this is corruption, and this is evil, and this is from the pit of hell, and this is not even biblical at all. Some of you might say, well, Pastor Dean, we happen to like these small towns, and we'd like to know who's in our small town. Well, I'm telling you what, you know what? That's corruption. That's corruption, and that is not of God. So don't you come to me and tell me what's of God and what's not of God. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 23, it says, when Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sits on Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy Cumberland loads and put them on the people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and their tassels on their garment long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But hear what Jesus says. But you do not call them rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, and that is the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. The truth of the matter is, Jesus says, I am totally against titles, and I'm totally against positions. He says, in the kingdom of God, there's no such thing as a title, and in the kingdom of God, there's no such thing as a position. When it comes to heaven, when it comes to the kingdom of God, you better listen and listen to me good. When it comes to Jesus Christ, there's no such thing as father, there's no such thing as priest, there's no such thing as pastor, and there's surely no such thing as bishops. I'm preaching to you right now, and you better understand. I'm here to tell you today that when it comes to Jesus, he said, but you are not to call them rabbi. He says you are not to call them rabbi. You are not to call them by their titles. You are not to call them anything. But you are supposed to call them what? For they are all brothers in Christ. For you are all brothers in Christ. And I'm here to tell you there is no titles in the family of God. There is no titles, should be no titles in the church. There should be no titles in the family of God. There should be no titles at all in the kingdom of heaven. For there's only one Father, and that Father is Jesus Christ. There's only one that we should worship, and that is Jesus Christ. There's only one individual that we should honor, and that is Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you, half of you peacock pastors out there, you just want to walk around with your suit and tie, and you're a bunch of peacocks, and you think that you should be respected. When Jesus said, you don't need to be calling them rabbi. You don't need to be even calling them pastor. I'm here to tell you today, that's corruption. The church is one corrupt institution, and I'm here to tell you, church, you better straighten up, because I'm here to tell you I don't want to be on the wrong side of Jesus. I don't want to be on the wrong side of God. When Jesus said, he does not care about your positions or your titles. I don't know about you, but there's too many boss hog towns in America, and there's way too many boss hog churches being controlled by the local community who think that they own everything. They think they own your community. They think they own every institution, and I'm here to tell you they're corrupt. They're corrupt, and that's all they are, is corrupt. And the corruption doesn't stop, and the embezzlement doesn't stop. It's so sick. It's so corrupt. And this is why we need Jesus, and we need Him now. So much bribery going on. Pastors are being paid under the table. Churches are being run like some big organization. So much embezzlement. You know, I got to tell you, I was watching the news the other day, and I saw this guy, he robbed a gas station. He robbed the gas station probably for maybe $10 or a pack of cigarettes, but he robbed the gas station, and he was on the news being demonized, and he was, obviously, they had swarms of police coming after him, and he was being demonized at the highest level. And I said, what's the difference between this guy and the church today? What's the difference with this guy and the church? The church is only robbing you legally. You see, the truth of the matter is the corruption in these small towns are so unbelievable sick. And everybody wants to demonize everybody and make everyone look like the bad guy, but I'm here to tell you that the corruption, the nepotism, this family-run churches are just sick. All they want to do is promote their own sons. But this is nothing new in the Bible. I want to tell you what the Bible says in Matthew verse 20. Matthew 20, when the mother of the sons of Zebedee, they lobbied for some special position of her two sons. She was lobbying to Jesus. She's saying, I want these special positions for both of my sons. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeled down asking Him a favor. What is it you want? Jesus said. She said, grant the one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. What did she ask Jesus? Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at the right and the other at the left in your kingdom. She was asking Jesus for a special favor to promote her two sons. She was asking Jesus, hey, I want a special favor. Could you promote my two sons? And I would like them to set one at the right and one at the left hand of the Father. But Jesus replied, and it's a very interesting reply. He replied, ma'am, you really don't know what you're asking here. Can you drink the cup that I can drink? You see, these two sons were never qualified for any position. And just like a lot of you pastors that have made your job, your position, you weren't really qualified. You see, you asked for a special favor from the church board. You asked a special favor from one of your family members at the church board, and they got you into that circle. And come on, somebody, we know that these special favors, that because you know somebody, that's how you get a position today. Not because you're qualified, not because you... not because you're called by God, but it's because you know somebody. And unfortunately, that's how it works in the United States of America. This corruption is not only in the church. This corruption is in our universities. A lot of these elected presidents of the universities, because their daddy got them there. And it's a real sick thing. So Jesus said, can you drink the cup that I drink? We can, they answered arrogantly. Of course we can. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink of my cup, but to sit at the right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those of whom they have been prepared by my Father. And he was saying, look, I can't give you special privileges in God's house. Even Jesus said, I can't give you a special place in God's house. I can't just give you the pulpit. I can't just give you any place in God's house. You see, the truth of the matter is, a lot of you peacock pastors out there, you guys only got your position because you knew somebody. You guys only got your position because of your daddy gave it to you, but that is not Jesus. Jesus shows no favoritisms. Jesus shows no favoritisms. He said, that is only my Father. My Father. Yes, but in the church, there's so much corruption. And you need to understand that today, and I'm here to tell you to that Jesus said that He could not promote others in His family. He says, I can't do it. He says, that's up to my Father, the God of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. You see, there's no familism in the body of Christ. There should not be a person, if there's a person that only favors their family in the body of Christ, then they're not following Jesus. Even though we all want our kids to do well, and even though we all want our kids to succeed, but when we're talking about the church that is supposed to be a place of God, we have to welcome everybody in that community. Everybody belongs to God's church. Whether they're rich, whether they're poor, whether they're famous, whether they're not famous, they are all welcome in God's house. And it shouldn't just be the same people in the church government. It shouldn't just be the rich people that supports the church. It should be the people, the poor. I've seen it in my town, how family is taking over the church. I have seen it. This is called nepotism. This is corruption. And yes, there's too many of these boss hog towns in America. And I'm here to tell you today, a town often becomes a ghost town because of their economic activities that support it has failed. Or due to natural or human causes, disasters such as floods, government actions, uncontrolled lawlessness, war or nuclear disaster, the truth of the matter is, what's going on is this uncontrolled lawlessness. In Proverbs 11:11, when right-living people bless the city, it flourishes. Evil talk turns it into a ghost town in no time. You see, the truth of the matter is, these boss hog towns are turning to ghost towns. In Jeremiah 44:22, and he got fed up, finally, he couldn't take your evil behavior and your disgusting acts any longer. Your land becomes a wasteland, a death valley, a horror story, a ghost town, and it continues to be just that. That was Jeremiah. He says, what is your town is really becoming? What are these small boss hog towns are really becoming? It's becoming a wasteland, a death valley, a horror story, a ghost town. It's disgusting. In Ezekiel 16:23, and then it tops off all your evil acts. You built your bold brothels in every town square. Doom, doom, you say. Doom, doom to you, says God the Master. I am sick and tired of all these boss hog towns in America, and you should be too. These kind of towns that the people that are in power, they only get there by bribery or extortion or embezzlement. But that is not where this sermon is. I'm talking about nepotism here today. And it's a practice or inclination to favor a group or person who is the relative when giving promotions, jobs, raises, and other benefits to employees. This is often based on the concept of familism, which is believing that a person must always respect and favor family in all situations, including those pertaining to political and business. But this should not happen in the church. But more and more people know that it does happen in the church. More and more people accept it happens in the church. It happens in Hollywood. It has famous acting families in Hollywood. There's the Barrymore family, Kirk Douglas and his boys, and Lord Bridges, who along with his actress wife, Dorothy, raised actor's sons, Beau and Jeff. There are just a few of so many examples. You know, most of your actors that you watch on television were born in an acting family, and they got that position because their mom and dad was an actor. And that's simply as that. And even though you might be a better actor than them, you're not getting that position because it has been hijacked. Hollywood has been hijacked by Satan. And unfortunately, the truth of the matter is the church has been hijacked by Satan. Christianity has its royal families also. Believe it or not, in Christianity, we have our royal families. We have Billy Graham's kids, Anne and Franklin Graham. Yes, they followed their dad into the family business. We have the kids of Robert Schuller. They followed their dad into the family business. Jerry Falwell followed their dad, and Pat Robertson and John Hagee and all these other ones. They just, you know what, their kids have followed them into the business. Well, this is called nepotism, and this is corruption. This is corruption because it isolates the common folk. This is not American. This is not American. See, the son will automatically get the position whether he's qualified or not. This is bribery. This is nepotism. This is corruption. We really need Jesus back in this nation. We really need Jesus back in our hospitals. We really need Jesus back in our universities. But how can we have Jesus when our church is not even representing Jesus? How can we have Jesus when Jesus is not even there? It's not easy to be human, and it's not easy to do what's right. And I know that nobody's perfect, and I know we all want to see our kids succeed. But when it comes to the church is a place for people. Everyone has a right to grow in the church. Everyone has a right to a position in the church. It's not just for certain families or certain bootlickers. Yes, there's too many boss hog towns in America. There are just too many boss hog towns in America. We need Jesus back in America. And we need him now.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Raising the curves, yeah, planting the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. My mama loved me.